Siksika First Nation will now open a new 24-unit housing complex. With being awarded a provincial grant, Samuel Crowfoot, counselor and chair for Siksika Family Services, says that the Children's Village will provide transitional housing for at-risk families for them to help them get back on their feet.
Siksika was awarded a provincial grant, and that allows for the creation of, actually, I think it's 22 duplexes in 11 separate buildings we're referring to it as the Children's Village. And basically what the Children's Village is that it provides transitional housing for at-risk families or families who are just undergoing the reunification process for them to incorporate the things they've learned and help and give them an opportunity to help them get back on their feet. Housing is very limited on Siksika as it is among all First Nations across Canada. And the fact that we have this opportunity, this grant, to help us build this type of project on reserve is a great testament to the hard work that our people have done in Siksika Family Services.
Crowfoot says, like many other First Nations in Canada, having a history of being taken away from their homeland and separated from their families during the times of residential school, their way to combat that is to build a home for them to come back to keep their culture strong within the children and not to lose their identity.
Siksika, like many First Nations in Canada, have a history of being taken away from our homeland, having a history of being separated from our families, going back to the age of residential school. Residential schools aren't operating anymore, but the process of removing children from their culture, removing children from their families is still in practice today under provincial legislation. And one of the things that we are doing to combat that is to provide a home for our people to return home to, a place for them to come back to, because we want to make sure that the culture stays strong in our children, and that way we don't lose our identity moving forward. So that's why these homes are such a huge blessing for the nation, because it allows us to create a whole family environment and to rebuild and to recover from the historical trauma that was perpetrated in the residential school systems that still have lasting effects today.
Crowfoot says the project is aimed to be done, the first part, in the spring of 2023, with the hopes of getting it done sooner. Just last week, the Siksika First Nation held the ceremonies with elders, with blessing the land and giving gifts. A similar event will happen once the project is complete.
We're trying to have this completed sometime in the first part of 2023. We're in a rush to get the exteriors built so all the interior finishes can happen over the winter. So we're anticipating sometime spring 2023 is when we're anticipating it. Hopefully we get it done sooner, but we're still operating under that timeline. Just last week we had a sod turning ceremony, and elders from our nation dedicated the site and blessed the ground and offered gifts. And we really marked the occasion with those ceremonies. That was just for the sod turning ceremony. Once the buildings are complete and ready for a grand opening, we'll hold a similar event and with similar cultural protocols in place to really kind of kick off the history of this new facility.
More information can be found on the project at SiksikaFirstNation.com, along with their Facebook and Twitter and Siksika First Nation Administration for those who would like to contribute in any way. For CJWE News, I'm Daniel Barker-Tremblay.